Okay.
ازيك يا باشمهندس علي مريم، اكتر من تسعة وثلاثة. ازيك يا باشمهندس دانيال شينا، بس يو شو فاو. اوكي، باكي لام خاس. سو بس عشان this week hopefully finish my لام خاس لام تيس لام بام. And that's the end of this part of the limud of the yayin. And then when the zman starts, what is the zman starting? And when the zman is going to start, we're going to continue during the week with Masechta Avodah Zarah, and on Sundays this limud as well. So the Shabbos on Kavod V'Onei Shabbos, and we'll let everyone know who wants to continue the limud. But in terms of the Yayin aspect, we go up to Packet Mem, including Packet Mem. So we're discussing the Indian of Yayin Megula. And there's a tshuva here in the Divrei Malkiel on page 2. The Shalti Madrachavis Yayin Shomda Megula Bali Megufa. Sheshos Balayla. So the Divrei Malkiel has this discussion of Yayin Megula in the Divrei Malkiel here is this is Chelek Revi. Chelek Dalet Siman Aleph. That there was a case of a chavis that was Megula for like 6 hours at night while people were sleeping. So we discussed that it could be the Iker Din of Yayin Megula is Megula Balayla. And here it was 6 hours that it was Megula at night while people were sleeping. So this was the question that was raised in the and if you look here on page 3 in the Divrei Malkiel, he says well, fi zeh, where the arrow is, Yikshal Magad Avram Shanira the Sfirli the Tama Isser, right? The Magad Avram seems to say that the reason of Megula is Mibnation Nigmar Recho Vatamo. That the time of the wine is going to, you know, be taken away. But near Bedaito Distrile, the Cholhefa, the Shah Isser, who Mishum Achiveuna, Tolay Zebimenega Mokum. In the Mokum, Mahu, A Makbidim, and Ekbadim, Okhonze, Shapir Mutu Lakidish. So he says that the Din of Yain Magula should be Tolay on the Minaga Mokum. In other words, in the Minaga Mokum, Would if this would happen, would the chash of the people not drink it? And therefore, if they wouldn't, then you wouldn't be able to make kiddush on it. Because the Magen Avraham is the one who says that it's that the tam is. So he says it's totally on the minhag hamokom. And the same thing by Chomer Medina. It should be totally on what people do with that Medina. So therefore, he says, Then he says, Zekos of a Lashon Efsher. Ki hu chidish tvara o pashas Lashon to hosiv Lashon mikodesh ein hayayim matzoi ein derech hapochas vazgonim lahakbir al gidoi be'ezeh shos. In other words, if the yayin is not matzoi, then people are not going to be so makbid that when you know that in a couple of hours that it was mangula that we're not going to use it. Unless it mamish was mangula such a long amount of time that it really will detract from the taste. ולפי זה, יפה עושו אחרון שעתיקו דבר ולא לושן אפשר. שבקרוסינו הדין קיים בהחלט. So it's all totally on. See, the Magen Avraham uses a lashon. Efshad the Megula Shah Mudetas ain't Kepeda. But when the post can quote it, they don't say Efshad because it's Pashut that it's ain't Kepeda. Because if there would be Kepeda, then we don't have so much wine anyway, then we wouldn't drink anything. So it should be totally on the Minhag HaMakom. So that's why he writes here on page 4, if you take a look, HaKoponim, he writes the Divrei Malki on the end of the Tshuva on page 4. If you don't do the Vade, the Meshach Heovav shows Shahisa Gufa Pchuso Pesucha, Lo Noemer Recho Vitamo. He says, he thinks that for 5-6 hours, it's not going to detract the taste. Gamki Ome Bemokum Gavoa, in Lochus Kokach, Shipo Vodor Dover Moos, especially if it was high up. So, most probably nothing is going to fall into it. And in terms of the quality of the taste, even 5-6 hours is not going to detract from the taste. Yamki zehaya b'choris, and the case was it was in the winter. Shein mitzuyim zvuvim kadomah shenochosh. In other words, so you don't have so many, mosquitoes, bugs, and things like that in the winter. So you don't have to worry that it's going to fall into the wine. Again, the yesh makom lachalik bein. Goli kol hakli shal ayayna shal goli rak mokam ha-magufa shal ba-ofen kazeh inu mafig memheres reichu v'tamo. Is it going to be good? Is the whole kli the gula or shal goli rak mokam ha-magufa? I don't know Magufa is the where the stopper is. I don't know what does he mean by kol hakli. There are other parts that are open. Near pasha sheish lahatir lekiddush v'das hamogen avram. So he thinks in his case, it was 5-6 hours, and it was even at night, right? So he thinks that. Shouldn't be a chashash. And even though the post can say Shabuatas, the 4-6 hours is not Shabuatas. So he says, so in the case that I had, when we had the thing on the counter, I think the Divrei Malkiel would probably say it's okay. It was on the counter, it was like 5-6 hours. And it was even better, wasn't it, at night? But he's matir even at night. Even 5-6 hours at night, where you don't see what's going on, And yet he's still. And then he says, "So he says. So this is another important point, that only with Kiddush HaLaila, even if it would be Yayin Megula L'chol HaDeyos, whatever you consider, but he says, but Yom is much more calm. Because as we said, there's a lot of studying for Kula, the Kiddush by Yom. That's why I told you that when I had that shaila, I was machmir, like Yaakov Havel was talking about. I was machmir by Kiddush at night, but mekel with the Kiddush in the day. So the bottle we used for Kiddush in the daytime, the bottle that was Megula. It says, "Av b'yai Megula gomer, nere de'ena osurak l'Kiddush halayla v'l'shach v'sharim, av shepog reichu v'tamu." I mean, because even if you get to that madrega of Pog Reichu V'Tamo, which is not so simple to get to, but even then, only Balayla and Bayom is okay. So it's Logora from Shar Mashkin. But if we really have a chashash that a fly fell in, a fly fell into the yayin, then you shouldn't use it even in the daytime and even for Avdallah. So again, if something actually falls in, it becomes mos, then you shouldn't use it for anything, even any birkas hamitzvah. Gains that cause a prima godim, that be near base at Knesses, but in the shari neighbor shall mitzvah. Okay, so this is a big kula, he's saying. But he's basically saying, it's really totally in the mokum, but it could be the. And so he's being makel in his case to be makel even in 5-6 hours of the night. Yeah. Okay. Take a look now in the Shari Tshuva. Right, we discussed last week about if you made Kiddush on Yayin that had Megula, should you make another Kiddush, right, on the better wine? Is it like the case where you did Shechita on the on a korban that was kachusha, and now you want to do another shechita on the shmeina? Whereas we saw that you could do that. So that even for heder mitzvah is no kashabis. So you have a korban tzibur of chatas tzibur that you could do. The Gemara says. So if you look at the Boaz on page 5, so the Boaz, that's at the Tiferes Yisrael. On page 5, he says, "Aval the kachush v'shmeinah lo lechinam nokar hashas hayu lefanef." Right? What's the case in Menachos? How you lefanef? There were two korbanos in front of you, a shmeina and a kachusha. How you lefanef? What's the lashon? How you lefanef? Echashmeina. The high you lefanef lechora shalol tzarch noktashas. In other words, what does it say? You had two korbanos in front of you, and you shechted the kachusha, which is not so much lechafila, then you could shecht again the other one. What do I have to say? Hayu lefanav. So he says, "Dafka b'hayolish name lefanav." Because the shasha shachat had kusha, kvar haya rami alei mitzvah me'amufchar lishkor hashmeina. With the also shalok kedin adayin lo potter. In other words, if the two korbanos were in front of you, so now you really, since it was in front of you really should have shechted the shmeina, and you shechted the kusha. So we say, go ahead and now shech the shmeina, even though it's docha Shabbos. But it's only if hayulafanav with the usher adai lo poter asam michiyuv dami rami leit chilam. But emes ilu lo haya shmeina kan b'shasha shachar hakhusha efshar de emes lo amina lei sheyachzor lishkor hashmeina mitamana. So he says unbelievable chiddush. The Boaz says that this is the Tiferes Yisrael that if. When the Shulchan Aruch, when the Gemara says "Hayu lefanav," and you shechted the kushan of the shmeina, and therefore we say, "Go ahead now, shechted the other one now," even though you're gonna mechal Shabbos, it's okay. It's okay, but only. If it was lefanav, because if it was lefanav, then the chiyuv is the shech, well, the better one that's lefanav. So in the Sefer Mekadesh HaShabbos on page 9 in the arrow, he says, "Ayin gam the Tiferes Yisrael the din sheshachat chusha omrim lo havei shmeina ushkot hayinu dafka b'hayu shneim lefanav v'az b'shah sheshachat hachusha kvar havarami alei hadmitzvah me'amufka lishkar hashmeina." With the Asher Shalokin Din, a dialogue Padar Asmer Chiyuv and Darin Ramei on the Tchila. Ubeemes, even lo Haisa Shmeina Kam Shasha Shochan, Achusha Efsha de lo Amin and Lei Shayachs of Yishkar Shmeina. But if it wouldn't have been Lefanov, then they're not. And now look what he says. Hachanami Bekiddish. Imayayin Atova Einu Lefanov, Ein Omin Lo Lachzor Lekadish Ein Tov Afilu Abrikas Yosef. So the Brikas Yosef said that maybe you have to repeat Kiddush. If you made Kiddush on Megula, so maybe you should make it another Kiddush. But he says that even the Birkei Yosef only meant it if it was lefanav. In other words, you had two bottles of wine on the table, and one was the Megula wine, and one was the better wine. So he says so. So then, the Birkei Yosef wants to make a comparison between that and the case of the Korbanos when it was the Kusha the Shmeina. So he said, so the comparison should only be made if it's Lefanav, but if it's not Lefanav, then they're not. So that's a very fascinating. Yeah, and the Birkei Yosef here was here on or maybe it was in the previous packet. We had the Birkei Yosef where he discusses that. So the Boaz is Kiddush is it's a din in Hayu Lefanav. And that's his medayik in the Lashon of Gemara and Menachos. That hayu lefanav shmeinu kachusha and you shechted the kachusha, that will tell you can now shecht the shmeinu. But if it wasn't lefanav, then not. If you look now at the Bir Halacha on page 6. So the Bir Halacha discusses this in Reish Ein Reish Beis. It says the Bir Halacha here on page 6. He says, "I am Eshak Hasavna Mishnebru B'Shem Ramban." I feel bedir yet. Ev should do it in B'Zev Emes. Second hour, Lo Domi La Dadi Chimush Kosa. On years night, the Yeshalayim B'Zev Chimushum Shachivein Al Chasecha. The Apostle Bediyevin. He says, in other words, is that a psul Bediyevin? Although I'm shocked by him a kushal carbon, yesh b'zeh mishum machiverna, here's Rashi, a few hachem avada yotze b'dievin b'carbon zeh. He's still yotze b'dievin with a kushal. Chatchila should be a din. And even so, he's saying the whole din l'chor is only a din l'chatchila, that you can't use some, you shouldn't use something that you wouldn't bring for to the governor. So he says that something that's mamish posel, so that's one thing. The dvarim hapsulim shechim yipetom nichzahem mitam aches vilei lagemar the dovah she'ino osur shom lach lechatchila bekiddush chashul gamri. In other words, the gemara says anything that is only not, is no good lechatchila as a korban, then it's Kiddush is one step more makel. You can use it even in l'chatchila. But he says, but if it's not good l'chatchila because of hakrivei v'nal l'fechasecha, then you shouldn't use it for Kiddush l'chatchila. Okay. But that's the Chiddush of the Bayaz, that it's a din of Hayu Lefanav. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the Gemara by Mila. You're in the Solik Yado. So take a look now in the Shevet Halevi, Rav Vosner.
Page
11. So he writes here in this is Chelek Shishi. In Chelek Shishi here, he writes, he discusses the different halachas here. So he says in the bottom, Yayin Mabula also a Kaddish Olav, Shuma Kuverna, a field Bismanazer, about Sof Sof Shorisha Israel Shum Giloy, because even Bismanazer, you shouldn't do it. Even though Bismanazer, we don't have the snakes. Okay, because it's still Maguna. So somebody of stature wouldn't want, he knows that this wine was laid, was put out open for a long time.
I have a question, if I could.
Yeah.
I was at a wedding last night and a bris this morning, and you know, there's a kos of mitzvah in all these. Does it apply to that too, or only Kiddush?
Yes, even kos... Yeah, even let's see. Let's see. Did he mention it? Divrei Malkiel. I think it's all. Let me see if I. Yeah, look on page 4. Here in the book, we will point down. Four lines from the bottom on the left side. V'chein l'shari kosu shel brachos ha-mitzvah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's what Aaron was pointing out. Oh. Page 11. V'chol mokom l'chor yiradim yesh lo yayin acher shalon es gala. So say you have wine that is not Megula. Could you take the Yain Megula and mevatel it in the other Yain? So he said, "Welcome, welcome, Luchar Yira. In Yeshal Yain Acher Shalom is Gala." Page 11. Mutar Kol Parim Levatel Yain Shen is Gala Chad Betray. Now, feel the sakana mamish. That's how they post him. They need to mevatel lissa lechatchila. Prima godem. Stop it with sakana aval gav. Yishlom din kiddush chomor. Yesh mishum chaveu. Zed din iser velo din sakana. Umokam haseichel mechayim du iser kal in yin zeh. Uponim mokam hepsid rav darki lahakel mezeh. In other words, it says if you have some wine that's mula, he says, but you have another bottle that's 90% full. So he says you can mevatel the yain magula in the other wine. He says usually we're not mevatel in issur lechatchila, but this is an issur kal. He says. This is an issakal. So another eitzah. See, I would tend not to do such a thing because then I'm taking my good wine and I'm, you know, making problems for my good wine. I'd rather try to find a cooler not to have to bevatel, because once you're putting the bad wine in the good wine, now you're taking the good wine and causing problems. And there could be a svara to say that the whole concept of bittul doesn't apply when it's something that, I mean, he's working with the shitas that it applies by, you know, like chas v'shalom, there would be poison in the snake, it wouldn't pour into the, you know, to the other wine that didn't have the poison in, and say, oh, now it's, you know, so I would not tend not to, you know, look, it seems like if you follow divrei Malkiel, it's not so easy to violate the real Yayin Magula. So it really has to, the time is not there anymore, and, you know, and even 5-6 hours a night, so I would be a little hesitant to get involved with this cooler. Rav Nissen Karel, it's here on page 13, also has this question. On page 13, on the second arrow, it says for Chut Shani. So he was the, you know, he was the big Rosh Koilel and the Bnei Brak. So he says, Yesh la'ayin be'ayin magula shein mekachin lo v'mahani le'im bittul barov shal yayin shein magula. Kevin sh'atam sh'muzka b'gimbar l'asher yayin magula l'kidu shum shum b'gam shum akivei non l'fechasecha v'ayinu hatam kishar giloi shum shum t'akana stabra v'mahani le'im bittul barov. But I'll tell you, but then he says, Baku yayin iskalim hu ba'arun savur from Karis Agor, we said before, Musogor Hate Vlohabe Gilo Lin Kiddish of Ali Mashrotzim, but Nosim Baron for having Mugulavim Kachalov. So it depends if bugs can get in. You have a good fridge, should be okay. The question is, when he's saying, when these people say bittel, does he mean to pour it into the other bottle or to pour from the other bottle into this? See, at least if you pour from the other bottle into this, then you're not contaminating the bottle that had no problem. So then I could hear that. You pour it with the non-stop pouring. So you don't say kama kama bottle. The non-stop pouring. So then maybe in that situation, you can make it. But to take yayin megula and then to pour in a bottle that's pure, it seems to me a little bit counterintuitive to do that. But if you want to see the Ben Ish Chai, from page 15, Ben Ish Chai, Parshas Bereishis, is a piece on Kiddush. He says, "Chaveim Kachim Al Yain Shereicho Rab." So the clean laws off of Shereko Vitano Yaish and Vrachim of Borpia Gothen, Shuma Kuverna, Penami Amy Kachim Yaish and Galo, Katrila, Yzosh, a few on Giloy, Besham Wetis. Katrila, you shouldn't do it even a Sham Wetis. The Rakba Diever Ain Lahakbe. I will involve our Laila Achas Begiloy Nifsal Kiddish, Alpha Bishal, Noma Rechel Vitano. So, and this is, we saw this before. So he says a whole night, Laila Achas, Begiloy, then you should be masked. So if anything, Laila Achas. But if it's not really Laila Achas, then you shouldn't worry too much. And if you look now, in the Rav Chaim Noah Sefer, he wrote a Sefer Sosa Shulchan, and then he wrote, and then in the bottom is the Bari HaShulchan. You see, Rabbi Feivel Cohen Sefer, Bari HaShulchan, that name was already used, Rav Chaim Noah, in his notes on his Sosa Shulchan. Shemati, first word in line is Hazman on the bottom. Hazman, page 17. First word in line in the Bari HaShulchan, Hazman. Shemati, Yadon Yizkeni, Agover Moshe Tzvi Noah, Sheshulma B'Lel Pesach. He says, Lel Pesach, right? And the Seder, Shemozgim Kos Beis, you have the second coast, Omri Melav Hagodah. Old man Megula calls man Hagada. The famim gimel odal chos.
But you're there. I mean, when you're there, even if you were worried about a snake, you'd see what was happening.
Right.
Megula means has to be when there's no.
Right. That's why. Yeah. So he's saying, but you're there, but still, it's a long time. And therefore, you see that Shamwat is okay. So he's saying that even Gimel Dal Chos is okay. But yeah, but what Rabbi Alt is saying also has the value of what he's saying of, that you're there. So maybe, which seemingly is that's the reason why the Divrei Malkiyo had a svara, to discuss 5 hours at night. It's at night, you're not there, and it's dark, and no one sees what's going on. So then you would be more uncomfortable drinking from it because you weren't there. But no one feels uncomfortable at the Seder that the wine was, Well, okay, I'm not saying, of course, we don't have the snakes, fine. But like, would the chash of a person be uncomfortable? No, because, you know, if the lights went out and you weren't there, so okay, you didn't see what's happening. Maybe a mouse came and, but you were there, you didn't see anything. So, but he's saying from his grandfather that he wants to equate it. So just like at the Lel Seder, we're okay. So too, for 3-4 hours. So you see that 3-4 hours is considered still a Zman Muat. Okay, so now let's just, there's a piece here that this is going back to Chomer Medina a little bit. Bukhacher, in the Buke Orachayim is Chidushe Halachas from the Munkacher. So he has a discussion about what's considered, you know, Chomer Medina. He says, I'm going to run the Munkacher on page 19. I'm not going to run the name Kachim al Yain Sarah, El Medina Sharosh Dias Hamon, who be Yain Sarah, Kol Yom. But you can only make Kiddush on schnapps if that is what most people are drinking every day. They're drinking schnapps. So when they serve a meal, they serve schnapps. But if not, then you shouldn't rely on it. So he says, on page 20, where the arrow is on the left, he says, "Hinei harbe chasidim, the Talmidei Chachamim, rotzim lusmoch al Maaseh Rav Rabbanon Rabbeinu HaKadosh b'al Divrei Chaim." A lot of people want to rely on the Divrei Chaim. Shekidesh b'boker al Yain Sarif. That he made kiddush on schnapps. If the Divrei Chaim did it, so why can't I do it? Amnam he'idu l'faneinu talmidei chachamim uzkeinim sheyodu bebira shebios od rabbeinu bal Divrei Chaim terv yimei zikduso kama shabosus v'shana be'ungaran when he was in Hungary for several weeks. Nog az b'medin alas ki achar kiddush Acher kiddush b'fanav mikodav al hayayin bar piagofen. Vu lokach kos yayin sarach berch shahakol v'tan ma'at. So if somebody would make a bar piagofen and he dafka would take schnapps and make a shahakol. If he had near a bar l'rotz on l'shanas ha-minik b'beis of tzans, he didn't want to change his minik from tzans in Poland. Shanag the Kaddish Yain Sarif. So therefore, the Dafka took the Yain Sarif, even though the Kiddush was already made on wine. But then he says like this. They tam al pisod hayolo, vagam ulay hayakasha volishnot libri kani yain. Okay, ach mitnei medina zu eina chomer medina. Okay, in yotzav al korcha mikodim brikas kiddush al yain shel acher kaniska leel bechakach tam yain sarf kaniska. Okay, mivade medina zu eina kaddish yain sarf kam abokim. Whereas he says that he really held that You should only use it in Poland, because Poland, the schnapps was Chomer Medina. But when he came to Hungary, so then he didn't really think it was Chomer Medina anymore. So therefore, he listened to the other Kiddush first, and then he made, he listened to the Kiddush on the wine first. And then he had schnapps. Because he... In other words, he didn't want to, he says, he didn't want to change his minhag. So he still kept the schnapps, but he felt that maybe it could be that Baker did it. It's not good here. Because just because you saw the Divrei Chaim do it in Poland, it doesn't mean, in other words, when somebody sees an Adam Gadol doing it, so it doesn't mean that that it means that he held it good. It was Madavka here, he held it wasn't good. He held it was only good in Poland when it was Chomer Medina. In Hungary, it wasn't Chomer Medina. So therefore, he listened. They first made the Kiddush on wine. And then he had schnapps he didn't want a Mishana from his Hanhagash. Even though Mikir Adin, he felt it wasn't, he could only make Kiddush on schnapps in Poland and not in Hungary. Because it's only Chomer Medina in that location. Now, if you look in the last page, in the Minhagim of Kamarna, on Os Kuf Pei Dal, says a yamach mi lachasas as a bakuk miyad lachas sheshovach mitoko lukos. So it was right after you would pour the wine. The minig in Kamarna was they would put the stopper right back on. V'chein ha'yamach v'l'chasas as ha'kos v'lach ha'kiddush. Shenisho shamay. In other words, in Kamarna they were very machmir. In other words, as soon as you pour from the wine, right away, close. And when you even the cup that has wine in it, you're not drinking the whole thing, cover it. Well, that's the idea. That it has to be yayin meshumer, yayin megul also meshumer. Dugmas yayin meshumer. He writes in the footnote here. Okay, a few b'sham luetis yesh lahakri. So that's what some people were very mad. So you have started off the year with the Divrei Malkiel, who's the biggest. Very big maker, at 5-6 hours even at night. And then the biggest machmir is the Hage Kamarna, that if you're not drinking, you should cover it up. But you drink.
Once talking Tadchil and once talking Dieve.
Yeah, right. But you see how the extremes, how Mechatchila, he was going to go, and how big, and one, how much he would give in. The Dieb. But he still says that he wanted to be Dugyas Yayin HaMeshumer. But Tzadikim Lossi Lovo, so the Yayin Meshumer should be, whatever you have to drink, you'll drink, and then you'll cover it up. That's the idea. But it's okay. I mean, so we see the extremes of the idea of even making a kiddush again. If it was hayu lefanof, like the Boaz says, like the Shemena, even though like the Shemena is a shayla of kill Shabbos that we matter to do a second shechita. But the Boaz points out it's only Hayu Lefanav. If it wasn't Hayu Lefanav, then not. Okay, Rabbi said we have completed this pack. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, is Lamed Tet. I think tomorrow is Rabbi Alter's packet, I believe, about the lefties and righties.
It is. Yes, I've looked at it. Yes.
Yeah, so it's going to be the lefties and righties. And I'm a lefty. And we'll see whether really we should do anything. That maybe it could be Meikar Adin. We'll see. The only Inyan to change maybe is only by Tefillin. You'll see. There are other posts can say it differently, but it's not clear that. And I told you, I was looking. I was making Kiddush the other Shabbos. I told Rabbi Alter, I'm a lefty, but I still hold the kosher Kiddush. I hold in my right hand. I hold in my right hand because it's not clear that there's a din of giving chashivas to a lefty. I mean, for the hands of Yatke or whatever, only in doing it on the other hand to have a change for lefties. Maybe it's only in Kiddush. Even though the Maisa in Dalad Minim, we'll see that the Ramah says the lefty, takes the lulav in the left hand. I do it because it's the Ramah, but I mock it every day. Of Sukkot to also switch it the other way, like the Mechaber. Because I'm not going to go against the Ramah, but I really think the Ikar Adin is really like the Mechaber, that you should, the Chashivas is always in the right. Chashivas is always in the right. So always you should hold things in the right, but we'll see. We'll have to see more when we learn the Inyan, as we should.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
You said something interesting, I forgot the shame who, that he used to hear Kiddush from somebody making a wine, then he'd make his own Kiddush and Yayin Sar.
Of Chaim's sons in Hungary. In Hungary he does. In Poland he held that it was Yayin Chamer Medina, so he just made on Yayin Sarf. But when he came to Hungary, he felt in Hungary it's really not Chamer Medina. So he would listen to the Kiddush on wine, but he didn't want to be Mishana his minhag, so he'd make it again. He'd listen for someone else on wine, and then he would make on.
It occurred to me this is a gewaldig idea, because a lot of times I'm at a Kiddush, and you don't get from the wine, even if you're yaitzah with the wine. I'd like to drink from the wine, or if they're making on grape juice and a plastic cup. But then I have a suffix, how could I make a shahakal if I was yaitzah with a beer goffin?
If you were Yotze, right, that's a good question, right? Because if you didn't drink, if you didn't
no, but
drink,
I'm gonna drink Yain Sarif now.
Yeah, but did you drink from the wine?
No. So is that clear that if somebody makes a Bar Pirgof and I have to drink the wine, I can't drink water or soda? I thought that was a Shaila in the Paiskim.
But the Pasha says if you only. You'd say the shahakol if you drank from the wine.
Is that the way? Because I usually try
there
to
make
shahakol on a piece of herring.
Yeah, so that's why I mock me to have the herring. Yeah.
Right. So you also mock me to.
I'm also
mock
me to
not to make a shahakol on the soda.
Yeah, but that's usually if I wouldn't be so mock me if I weren't didn't drink at all.
Uh-huh. If you aren't drinking, you don't.
But there is a shita. You're right. There is a shita that holds that even the bar peregoffin alone could pater. Pashas is only if you drink the wine. But there is one shita like that. So if you have the herring, then you make a shahakol and you have in mind for the soda as well. And therefore, but if you don't have the herring and then you have the wine, then there's a question whether you can make a shahakol, whether you. You know, you could make, you're allowed to make a shahakol on the soda. Yeah.
So who then the Kiddush on the Ayin Sarif? If he's hearing Kiddush from the Bar Pirgofen, maybe if he can make a shahakol on the Ayin Sarif, he need a piece of herring, but they also.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear.
Yeah. The Shabbos, I was the way I had the Shaila that they were giving out. Mainly the Kiddush they made was somewhere in the mountains on the Yain Sarif. Mm-hmm. But they got me grape juice. So even though grape juice I'm not, but for the grape juice in the daytime, we'll make them. Just like we saw today, that that one of the posts came here was for Yain Megula. Who said that? The Yain Megula, he was only machmir at night.
I missed a few shiurim. Did the Rebbe speak about red wine versus white wine?
Yes, we did.
Could I mix a little red wine into the white wine?
Yeah. So that's all. So you should listen. We have that's in the pack. Yeah, it's online.
Okay.
Yeah, Yain Love and Yain
Ov. Maybe Avram can tell me what packet it's in.
Yeah, you know which packet the white wine thing is? Yeah, he's going to tell you in a second.
Okay. Sure. But I once met a guy in the wine store, and he told me the Shitas Rambam is that it should be red. Is that?
One second.
I'll look at the packet. I'll start.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you in a second. One second. 32. It says okay. Packet on the base.
On the base. Go ahead.
On the base. Okay, very good. Okay, Kotov Rabbi Alta, Vinny Lewis, Kessler of Harari, Rabbi Brazel, Dr. Jaffe,